News Outlawed, 22nd of August, 2006. This is Reverend Simulator for On News. Union of Soviet Socialist Teletubbies. The United Nations Security Council has accepted a resolution deposed by the representative of the Union of Soviet Socialist Teletubbies at the UN, Tinky Winky. In a highly emotional speech, Tinky Winky has proven that news is dangerous by using a powerful statement, quote, "In Soviet Teletubby land, a newspaper recycles you," unquote. This convinced the international community to ban all news. However, human experts in matters of tubby politics claim that it's a scam made by the Communist Party of Teletubbyland in order to keep the population in the dark and keep its plans toward world domination secret. Anonymous sources in the Kremlin are reported to have said this is the best thing to happen to Russia since its puppet dictator, Teletubby Poe, you guessed it, it's the red one, seized power over Teletubby land with his mighty Red Army, i.e. G.I. Joe figurines, which were accidentally painted red at their fabrication plant, and who now turned against capitalist toy makers. Excuse me. The news that news should no longer be in the news rendered news companies bankrupt and made oil prices go through the roof. Oil companies were searching for something in the news that would give them a reason to boost prices. There is no need for that anymore since there isn't any more news. In the official statement by Teletubbyland, Chairman Poe declared, quote, unquote. Whilst Foreign Secretary Dipsy seemed to enjoy his polka-dotted hat. Army Chief of Staff Lala was unavailable for comment. This is the last piece of news to be edited, despite the interdiction. Oh no, peacekeepers are surrounding me. People of the world, stand up to the Teletubbies. Remember, Teletubbyland isn't a worker's paradise. There aren't even workers in Teletubbyland. Huh. This has been Reverend Simulator for On News. Thank you for suffering big time on this one.